Now, here's one for younger Australians, anybody under 40, really, and we hate to break this to you, but we do have some bad news. We are today, unfortunately, a harbinger of doom, because you know how the housing situation is in crisis for renters and aspiring owners. There's a bigger transfer of wealth going on, or perhaps not bigger, but it's right up there. Called superannuation lurks, and younger Australians will be paying for them. Now, we did this story a couple of years ago when we figured out that the age pension that the government was paying for, people who worked their entire lives, and then they call it welfare, a government. We hate the word welfare. It's just the pension. You deserve it. You paid your taxes. The age pension was about $45 billion, and super lurks were about $38 billion when we did the story. So super lurks are tax breaks and other subsidies given to mostly wealthy, self-funded retirees. So the people who didn't need this stuff are getting a huge whack of public subsidies. Generally, some people, of course, do need it. It's going mostly to rich people, but not all to rich people. So here it is. The Australia Institute got on board the other day, which is good to see, and they did an analysis and they found that self-funded retirees are now getting $54, according to the last budget, $54 billion in tax lurks and other subsidies. $54 billion it is costing the budget. Now, that's now edging above the pension, which, depending on how you calculate it, is $51 billion going to people that do need it and $54 billion going to people that don't need it so much. Now, the problem with this is, who pays for this? Well, it's taxes that pay for it. And who is paying the taxes? The burden of these taxes will be borne by you. Yes, you wonderful, wonderful millennials, Gen Y and Z and whatever's coming next. Zoomers. That's what's going to happen. It is grossly unfair. If you wind it back and look who, check out this chart from Greg Jericho. If you look who's getting it, it's mostly wealthy people are getting these lurks, and they know what to do here. But instead of tinkering around the edges like they are, nobody is saying. We've got the business community whining and whinging about what government should be doing. We've got Labor and the Greens tearing each other to pieces about perfect is the enemy, the good, or something is better than nothing, and all these things. They'll have to do a bit more than something is better than nothing, because this is critical. There is a two-decade reverse Robin Hood subsidy going on. Swoosh! All this money, thanks to public policy on housing and other things, all this money going to wealthy people from ordinary workers. How did it get this way? Well, some people say it's immigration. Oh, immigration, that is a significant part of it. Others say supply or supply and demand. It has to be supply. Well, the guts of it is it's a result of rubbish policy. Supply. I mean, Australia's been in a construction boom. We are a nation of tradies. Look at the charts. It is not supply. It is the fact that supply is going to people that already have a house. They've already got their home. Like the politicians with their three or four investment properties. It's no wonder they don't want to change the rules, is it? But they know, although they never talk about it, the offending policies, negative gearing, failure on money laundering, AML-CTF reform. They know there's cross-subsidies going on in superannuation land. They know that the entire market is geared towards investors and foreign investors too. They know they should do beneficial ownership laws to capture who's buying the property from offshore. There's a deluge of money coming in from foreign wealthy interests to park it in this market. They're competing with ordinary Australians. They know what the problems are. There's the Airbnb rort. We have exposed every one of these in detail over the years. People know what the problem is. And whether you want to blame it on immigration, which is part of the problem, look at the public housing charts. The fact is, over a 50-year period, governments have spent less, much less, it's plunged, per capita on social housing. That's a fact. They spent less on social housing. Now they're belly aching about what to do about it when the answer is straight in front of them. CGT relief, get rid of it. Negative gearing, get rid of it, or bring it to one investment property. The Airbnb rort, just change the tax law, a simple fix and policy guidelines, easy. There's many more things they can do. It is not supply. The fix is there. They could just actually build homes rather than muck around with this sort of neoliberal lending to a fund to use the interest or the return on the fund, this kind of stuff. I mean, both parties are right. The Greens don't have to be responsible governors because they're a minor party, but they're having a crack, and Labor actually has to implement this stuff. Well, we're seeing something just about to be unimplemented for 17 years in a row. That's the stuff that was just put up. That is the AML-CTF, the money laundering stuff, has just been put before Parliament, introduced, and it looks today as though Liberal and Labor are going to get together to can it, because there's a lot of money laundering going on by accountants, property developers and lawyers, and these three classes of professions have exemptions for money laundering. They don't have to report transactions over $10,000. And so it is that we are in a money laundering criminal, white-collar criminal paradise. They could address that. The international authorities in Geneva want them to address that. Do they address it? No, they just ignore it because they can't stand up to the lobbyists. Finally, just want to say I got my David McBride t-shirt on today because we've had excellent coverage by Rex and also by Stuart McCarthy, a former army officer who's just full bottle on the Royal Commission into veteran suicides, defence of veteran suicides. The recommendations of the Royal Commission were robust, but it doesn't look as though they're going to be introduced. And a secret report, which wasn't meant to drop, which is like a report which mollycoddles senior officials in the Defence Forces, David McBride would be, in his case, was the Inspector General of Defence, which was meant to be doing the oversight work. It did not do the oversight work. David McBride complained to them. He ended up in jail. Whistleblowers in jail, and as yet, Army High Command just getting off scot-free while veterans are killing themselves. It was a good result from the Veterans Royal Commission. We now need to see the proper recommendations implemented. Thank you for your support. Like, share, or comment in the section below, and you can catch us on all platforms. Thank you.